Due to some technical difficulties last Sunday, we re-recorded this sermon and podcast, especially because it was the first Sunday of Advent, and hopefully one of those Sundays that ushers us into a new season. So welcome to a 15-minute or so version of our podcast, 5 Minutes Alone. When one of my teachers was still preaching full-time, he devoted every year on the first Sunday of Advent to preaching a sort of state of the church sermon. I wanted to take that idea and combine it with a phrase I read recently from another preacher to form the title today, To Dream Again. Hear now the word of the Lord from Romans 13:11 through 14:4. Besides this, you know what time it is, and how it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. And let us live honorably, as in the day, not in reveling and drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. Welcome those who are weak in faith, but not for the purpose of quarreling over opinions. Some believe in eating anything, while the weak eat only vegetables. Those who eat must not despise those who abstain. And those who abstain must not pass judgment on those who eat, for God has welcomed them. Who are you to pass judgment on servants of another? It is before their Lord that they stand or fall, and they will be upheld, for the Lord is able to make them stand. That first line in the passage, for salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers, says everything about the way God is at work with us. God's salvation is nearer to us today than it was yesterday. And now that's not literal book, chapter, and verse truth, right? It's poetry. It's a clever and beautiful way of saying something about God drawing us nearer and nearer each day. But that beautiful and poetic way of speaking about God's salvation has an impact on why and how we live our life together as a church. Belief and practice. Why and how? So first to the why. Why church? Why even bother? The biggest reason has to start with Jesus, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. If not for Jesus, we would be nothing more than a very odd-looking social club. But because of Jesus, our odd gathering each week makes sense. And I'm using the word odd on purpose here, because where else would you see the broad spectrum of ages that you see in our church on Sunday morning? Namely, it's because of Jesus. And so the most important thing about our gatherings is that in the name of Jesus, we come together to tell the story of Jesus and the way that story shapes our lives. And the passage really highlights that this is about God, and it starts with God. All the business about meat and vegetables only illustrates the fact that God is the one at work, and that when we come to the promises through Jesus, we come because God has already been at work in our lives. So around that big reason that we are all coming together is a common sense of purpose, which leads to the how. The why we do a church is easy. It's because of Jesus. The how we do a church is much harder to answer, and it is the one that typically divides churches. So I'm wondering, can the how also unite us in Christ? The most important answer to the how has to start with our hearts. Scripture is quite clear that if you get the form down without the heart, God doesn't care anymore about the form. You read the book of Amos, for example. It's about a group of people who have the form of religion and worship down pat. But the one problem is that they don't love each other with the love of God. Their heart is just not in it. And so most important to the how we do a church and how we be a church starts with the heart. But then we do talk about the form. How we actually do things. We want the how to be good, to be edifying to one another, that when we sing together from the heart. When we pray together from the heart. And as we tell the story, we tell it together, which brings us a little farther down in Romans 14, a word for us as a Romans 14 church. Romans 14:19. Let us then pursue what makes for peace and for mutual edification. I firmly believe that if all churches put that front and center, that the church in the United States and around the world would look different probably than it does today. As for the state of the church, we need to reflect Romans 14:19. This is who we are, and it's who we strive to be more each day as the salvation of God draws ever nearer. And when we as a church place our focus there, on the salvation of God through Jesus that cultivates peace and mutual edification, it reminds us to keep dreaming, to keep looking for the ways that God dreams new dreams for us as His people equipped for God's service. So let's dream again. I mean, let's dream and let's pray. Let's start by putting Romans 14:19 front and center on the front burner of the stove. What can we do to cultivate peace and building up each other? That every time we come together as a church and when we go out into our lives week to week, how are we cultivating peace and how are we building up those around us? Let's dream again. Let's put just as much passion and focus that we place on our Sunday morning time together into serving others outside the church. I love that the ministry of the Bering Drive Church of Christ spreads around our city, and I believe that there are more opportunities for service that we haven't even thought up yet. Let's dream again. Let's continue to look for ways to welcome others into this wonderful story and community that we share. We at Bering Drive started praying a couple of years ago that God would bless us with 10 new households, individuals, couples, or families. You remember that? Talk about an overflowing cup. We've had all kinds of people come into our church over the last couple of years that we didn't have previously. But sadly, we've also lost some families and some people who we dearly miss. So you know what? I say we pray and we dream some more, because what we have here is worth sharing. Let's dream again. One of the reasons we are entertaining doing a massive remodel, for example, of the Bering Drive Church building is for the primary reason that we can say yes to new dreams. So what's your dream? What have you been praying about lately? I've been praying that God will work among us in such a way that we can proclaim the truths of Jesus boldly and without reservation, in such a way that those who walk through these doors will find a home and we'll find a home for a lifetime. And isn't that what we all want? A place to call home that lives according to a story so powerful that it saves our lives. Well, guess what? That's the story we have, the story of God with us. And so let's dream again. Let's dream the dreams of God. Let's look at the world through God's eyes and look for opportunities to minister to others and to invite them into this community, the community at the Bering Drive Church of Christ, so that we can share this story that is definitely worth sharing. Find out more about the Bering Drive Church of Christ at our website, beringfamily.org. Follow us at Twitter at Bering Drive and like us on Facebook. And may the Lord bless you and keep you, especially during this Advent season, as we expect Jesus more and more in our lives each day.